The last couple weeks, there's a big news among the Christian world.
就是全世界有一个超过80万会友的教会。
So there's a church with more than 800,000 membership, a big church.
在韩国。
In Korea.
他的主任牧师因为贪污接近2500万美元多。
So their senior pastor embezzled church money for more than 250,000. $225 million. 我从来没那么多钱。$225 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 20, 25万，这念起来非常的辛苦啊。就是超过2500万多的美元的钱。
So more than 25 million US dollars.
所以呢，大概十年前，教会有30个长老联名去告这个牧师。
So a couple of years ago, the more than 30 elders of the church went to lawsuit against this pastor.
过去的这个周末刚刚判决。
So last weekend they just had the verdict.
他被判为有罪。要三年有期徒刑。
So he was indicted and sentenced for 3 years in prison.
当然这个因为考虑到各种因素，后来给他缓刑，就暂时不需要坐牢。
Considering all other factors, he was given a parole for a couple years.
但是呢，跟这个案件相关的，他的儿子当场就被抓到这个牢里去里面了。
But related to this lawsuit, his son was put in prison right away.
这位牧师就是全世界的这个基督徒，包括很多非基督徒都知道，名字叫赵庸基。
So this pastor who is famous among Christians and non-Christians, his name is 庸基赵。
那是很多。华人教会所崇拜的、所推崇的这样的一个牧师
，who is exalted in many Chinese church.
我不想去过多的去讨论这个事情。
I'm not going to spend too much time in this particular case.
那我既不幸灾乐祸。
I was not happy for this instance.
因为看到人家牧师有那么多钱，总是难过的嘛。
sad because he has so much money.
但是呢，我也不会感到这是一个很悲哀、很悲惨的事情。
I'm not too sad or feel upset about this.
因为上帝让这个事情发生还是有很多积极的意义在里面。
Because we can see many positive things or opportunity for learning through this. Because of God's allowing this to happen.
因为这样呢，这个台湾很多的教会就可以省钱去韩国专心去传福音。
Many Chinese church probably can save money. Instead of going to Korea, spend money to go to Korea, they can pay attention to the evangelism.
但是这个事件的确是很重大的。
But this is indeed a very important event.
我不会因为这个新闻重大，我今天就在这里讲。
I'm not trying to speak about this because of that is a great event.
跟我们今天的经文是有联系的。
It is because has something to do with our Bible verses today.
我们究竟怎么看这样一个被成功的所谓的这个牧师？
How should we look at a so-called very successful pastor?
那么他在所谓的这个经济的这个案件。
And the money scandal happened in his around him.
目前刚有一个杂志在请我写一篇这个评论，我正在写，今天晚上会把它写完。
There's I happened to be invited to write an article for a magazine, and I should be finishing that tonight.
就是他们这种发展教会的背后是有思想的。
So the way they develop their church has an ideology behind it.
在赵庸基的一本赵庸基的教会名字叫全福音。
the church,
full gospel.
The church of this the name of the church of this pastor is called Full Gospel Church.
但是呢，你注意中文翻译为纯福音，其实是一个很骗人的事情。
But actually, in Chinese translation, it says it's a pure gospel, which is a kind of misleading.
它的是叫纯福音。
So in Chinese, literally, it means the pure gospel.
我大概十七八岁的时候读过赵永基两三本书。
So when I was about 17, 18 years old, I read two books written by Pastor Zhao.
其中有一本叫《无从福音》。
So one of the book is called The Fivefold of Gospel.
那他说呢，这个仅仅认为信仰耶稣让人灵魂得救，他认为这种福音是很片面的。
So he thinks that just have someone to believe in the gospel and become a Christian, that is not complete.
他说这个福音是丰富的。
He said the gospel is abundant,
是包括你身体得到医治，
including your physical healing.
你们知道在韩国有个很出名的课程叫全人医治，你们听说过？
So you probably heard about a special class called the healing of the whole person.
我们原来北京教会也弄这个全人医治。
In our church in Beijing, used to promote this class
我就问那个组织的那个同工，我说你们搞全人医治啊？
So I asked that person who is in charge of this class, saying, "Are you guys doing the full person healing?"
我说刚好我这周感冒，那我去你们营会，你们治不治啊？
So I happened to be have a cold. Will you be healing me? If I go to your training, conference.
他说我campus 对他们这一个营会对。
It is a
那然后他说我们只注重心灵医治。
He said we only healed the your spirit.
我说那你心灵医治就叫心灵医治的营会嘛？为什么叫全人呢？什么叫全人呢？
So I said if it's just for the spirit, then why don't you just call the spiritual healing, and why do you call the full person healing?
赵永基认为人很多人身体有病是因为因为他们没有这个灵魂里面的问题没有解决。
Reverend Zhao think that the illness, a person's physical illness comes from the unsettling part of our spiritual issue.
而且他不仅仅这样。
Not only that.
他认为福音给我们的应许是将来得永生，今世要得百倍。
So he said the promise given by the gospel is that we will have eternal life, and in this world, we will have hundredfolds of gain.
所以耶稣来要叫受苦的人得到释放。
So he said, when Jesus comes, he is gonna release those oppressed.
其中的受苦，其中一样就包括贫穷。
One of the things being oppressed is about the financial oppression.
很多人贫穷啊，就是因为他没有真正的相信。
Many people who are poor is because they did not really believe.
很多人之所以相信了也没有富有，是因为他信的不完整的福音。
Many people become a believer yet still in poorness. It is because they didn't gain this full gospel.
而很多人之所以信了完全的福音还没有发财，是因为他们祷告没有艺术。
And for some who believes in this full gospel, yet still is poor, then he must be doesn't have
how to pray.
Yeah, must be the person who doesn't know how to pray.
他们不知道我以前看他那个祷告的书，也真是很让人激动啊。
I was very excited when I was reading his book regarding prayer.
他的书教导你要啥有啥。
His book is about whatever you pray, you will be granted.
他说有一次他自己觉得自己那需要一个很好的很大的书桌。
One time he said, when he prayed for a big desk.
祷告了两个月，上帝都没有答应。
Two weeks into the prayer, God has not answered.
他觉得怎么可能呢？
He said, how can that be?
后来上帝给他感动。
So God touched his heart.
说你要书桌这简单，但你没有告诉我你要什么材料做的，多大尺寸，什么颜色。
So God told him that giving you a desk is easy, but you did not really tell me the color and the type of desk you want.
后来他说，上帝既然这样说了。
So he said, since God has told me this,
要求最好的木头。
So I asked for the best quality, best wood.
他说我刚祷告，啊，人家就奉献了。
So right after I prayer, and someone offered a desk.
然后呢，他说有一次他说我觉得我应该有一辆车。
So one time he said, I think I need to have a car.
然后后来他就受了这次教训以后呢，他就向上帝说，我要 Toyota。
So he after the lesson he learned previously, he said explicitly say, "Oh, I want a Toyota."
然后什么型号全部都告诉上帝。
So he told God about the particular model that he desires.
然后他说就有人奉献了。
And then someone indeed offered a car to him.
我有别的韩国人告诉我这其中还有别的故事。
So other Korean told me the stories behind it.
有一次他到日本讲到，有个日本女孩说祷告了十年，让上帝预备一个对象，可是还是嫁不掉。
So one time he went to Japan, and a Japanese sister prayed for 10 years, still for his the other half, and but God hasn't answered that prayer.
结果呢，他就问这个赵庸基牧师说，为什么我祷告十年要嫁人，可是上帝没有答应我呢？
So this sister asked Reverend Zhao, how come that after 10 years of prayer, God hasn't answered his prayer?
因为你没有把对象的条件清清楚楚地告诉上帝。
So he said, he answered that because you didn't really explicitly tell God what your the requirements for your spouse.
结果他第二年到日本发现那个女孩结婚了。
And the second, next year, he went to went visit Japan and found the sister got married.
当他把对象的身高、学历、家收入、家庭背景弄得清清楚楚的时候，上帝立马就送来了一个。
When she prayed explicitly about the requirement for his ideal second half, the ideal half,
你们想一想
，God prepared one for him.
你们想一想有多么荒谬。
How ridiculous that is.
那教会里面那些长相不怎么样的贫穷的人，那到什么时候还有人祷告要他们呢？
Because then who will be requesting for those who are not so handsome in the church?
所以我们要知道，他为什么要发展这么大的教会？
Why does he want to establish such a huge mega church?
他们背后有一个思想。
There is a fundamental thinking behind it.
他认为基督已经作王了。
Because they think that Christ is a king now.
所以呢，教会要在世上变成一种最有影响力的这样的一个群体。
So church ought to be the most powerful or most influential entity in this world.
甚至要超过任何的世俗群体。
They should be the power should exceed any secular entity.
我们需要来思考。
And we need to think about this.
圣经里面讲到耶稣基督作王。
When Bible said Jesus was installed as a king.
耶稣基督要掌管整个世界。
And Christ will given the authority over the earth.
耶稣要在万事中居首位。
And he will be the head of the whole creation.
他要借着教会成为全世界的主。
And he will be the Lord over the world through the church.
那我们要来看一看他究竟在这个天国的核心的要素是什么。
So what is our core factors in this heavenly kingdom?
所以我想呢，这个事情呢，我们可以先我们先呢了解到这里，我们要来看这个经文来解释。
So let's look at the verses to reevaluate the whole instance.
我上次停在第六节。
Last time I stopped at verse 6.
现在我们看第七节。
Now let's continue on with verse 7.
受膏者说。
This anointed one said.
这个受膏者的希腊文就是基督。
And this anointed, the word is in Greek, that's Christ.
那受膏者是用希伯来人的说法。
And this anointed one is a way, the Hebrew way of saying it.
在圣经中呢，有三种职分的人都是受膏的。
In Bible, there are three type of persons. They are anointed.
那一这个一就是先知。
That one is the prophet.
二是祭司。
Secondly, are the priest.
第三呢就是君王。
And thirdly, the kings.
在这里主要是君王。
Here is talking about kings.
他说这个受膏者要立为王的这个人要说了。
So this anointed one is saying this.
我要传上帝的旨意。
I will proclaim the Lord's decree.
他说上帝耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And the Lord once told me and said to me, You are my son, today I have become your father.
在犹太人的传统里面，
So in Jewish tradition,
这句话通常是先知会在君王高君王的时候会对他说。
This is actually a sentence that usually said told through prophet's mouth to the king to the kings.
然后呢，或者是在这个王到登基的时候。
So when the king is about to be installed on the throne.
这里有一个宣布，就是要一个宣读出来的。
So this event has to be declared.Or proclaimed.
说上帝在今天立这个人为王。
And it has to be proclaimed saying this person today has been installed to be the king.
然后在犹太人的传统里面呢，那个王呢，好像就是被称为神的儿子。
So in Jewish tradition, the king is also called the son of God.
但是呢，在这卷经文有更深远的含义。
But this verse actually has a deeper meaning.
在这里就是上帝立他的儿子为王。
That is, God has installed his son to be the king.
在这里的意思，这里的今日，这个生你，这个今日，它不是一个时间的概念。
So here, the word today is not about a point of time.
对不起，应该这么说。这个今日不是一个生的时间的概念。
So today, the word today is not about the time that this person was given birth, what was born into the world.
或者是 begotten, 就是上帝的生的生的生，就是上帝跟他，就是上帝的儿子，是从上帝而出的这个关系。
So the today is not about the time that the person was begotten.
那么他这个时间，这个今日，他是一个显明的时间。
So today is to is a time that this fact is being revealed.
那意思呢，就是那这个时候要从前就是，但是现在要特别的表达出来。
So it's talking about an event that was factual in the past, but today it will be announced.
那所以在这一段经文在新约里面就应验，或者说就非常清楚的把它应用到耶稣的身上。
So in Bible is applying in it's clearly applying to Jesus.
那么在马太福音是一个特别注重耶稣君王这样一个职分的福音书。
So in the Gospel of Matthew, that is a book that emphasizes a great deal on the role of Jesus as a king.
在马太福音的三章十六十七节里面。
So in the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17,
当耶稣受洗的时候。
So when Jesus was baptized,
那上帝说什么？这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So God said to him, This is my son whom I love.
当在马太福音的十七章里面，耶稣登山变相。
So in chapter 17, when Jesus had the transfiguration on the mountain,
那他上帝说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他的。
God again said this. This is my son, whom I love, and with him I'm well pleased. Listen to him.
而在马太福音的第二十八章里面
，and again in Book Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
那么在那里，耶稣复活以后说什么呢？说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus, after his resurrection, said this: "All authority in heavens and all and on earth has been given to me."
现在你们去所有的国家，让人做我的门徒。
And therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
是那么现在呢？那也在这个宣告，其实就是类似于这里的效果。
So the declaration there is similar, has a similar effect like the declaration we just read in Psalm.
就是耶稣领受了上帝所赐予的伟大的权柄。
That is, Jesus has received the great authority from God.
他的荣耀要显明。
He's to reveal the glory of God.
他要成为全地的主宰。
He will be a lord over the earth.
上帝说：“我要把万国都赐你为基业。”
So God said to him, "I will give the nations to be your inheritance."
将地极赐你为田产。
And make the end of earth your possession.
所以凡有反抗的呢，都要用铁杖打破他们。
So whoever oppose this will be dashed into pieces.
而且要把他们这种瓦窑匠的瓦器摔碎，就是他们很脆弱，要把他们变成碎片。
It is talking about to dash them to pieces like pottery.
就是基督临到这个世界。
That is when Jesus came onto this world.
他开始统治这个世界。
So he started to rule this world.
没有任何一个力量可以阻挡他。
There's no other force can be against him.
这上帝已经立他为王了。
So because God has installed him to be the king.
所以这是一个耶稣基督从复活以后他要得到的荣耀。
And this is a glory that been given to Jesus after his resurrection.
那么在这个经文呢，就是我们就是要非常的小心。
So when we read this verse, is where we need to be exercise a caution.
我刚才花了蛮长的时间来谈论到赵用基的思想。
I spent quite a bit of time talking about the thinking of this Reverend Zhao.
他们就是根据所谓基督所谓的这个荣耀神学。
They were base their preaching on this
theology of the glory.
The theology of glory.
那就是要超过世上的一切。
That is, this glory needs to excel beyond all the secular world.
是一种丰富的。
That is abundant.
是一种健康的。
That is healthy.
是一种体面的
，That is a glorified，
是一种就是是一种让人羡慕，在这个世界里面让人羡慕的这样一种生活
，And it's a life that will be envied by the world，
是最有权力的
，That is most powerful，
它不仅仅是指属灵上的，是指掌握世上的权力
，Not only about spiritual matters， but the power in the secular world。
在天主教的传统里面，就有很深的这种荣耀神学的印记。
And that is also you can see that a great mark in a Catholic theology。
这个教皇要管着很多国家的皇帝。
So the Pope will be ruling over a lot of kings and emperors.
谁敢反抗呢？就要派军队去打他。
So whichever secular kings is opposed Pope, he will be wiped out by the force.
所以你们看到教皇好像就是耶稣，上帝对耶稣应许的这个地上版的一个体现。
So Pope is like the manifestation of the promise given to Jesus.
教皇的那个皇冠上面写着拉丁文是什么意思？是基督的代理人。
So the crown, the head of the Pope has some Latin words written on that saying he is a representation or representative of Christ on this earth.
Yeah, 或者是 agent.
He is the agent of Christ on earth.
所以呢，他要表达那种基督对全地的掌管。
So he's representing the ruling of Christ over this earth.
我不知道弟兄姊妹怎么样想。
I don't know how you think about this.
基督的得胜
，the victory of Christ，
荣耀
，glory，
那一个对人的赐福
b blessings to the people.
和对世界的统治。
And the ruling over the earth.
是上帝把连地级，就是说地球上没有一寸土地都不赐给他作为产业。
According to the verse is to the end of the earth, God has made it to be His possession.
究竟在哪些方面体现出来？
Where should this be manifested in itself?
是不是像灵恩派所说的这种富足神学？
Is it like what been taught in this wealth theology, promoted by our charismatic movement?
那我们那到底这几段经文要怎么来解释呢？
Then how should we interpret these few verses then?
我们要知道在福音书里面常常谈到上帝的国或者天国。
So in the book of Gospels, they often talk about the heavenly kingdom.
但是有一本书是例外的。
One of them is probably an exception.
约翰福音是例外的。
The book of John is an exception.
约翰福音总共只有两处提到这个神的国。
So there are only two times mentioned in the book of John, the kingdom of God.
Yeah, 或者不能是两次 two places 两个地方。
There are two places.
Okay, 那就第一次在讲到重生的故事。
Once is when Jesus taught about reborn,
或者 born again,
born again. Yeah.
那然后呢？在那里，耶稣说：“凡没有不从圣灵重生的人，就不能够看见上帝的国。”
So he said, "Whoever was not born again in spirit cannot see the kingdom of God."
那在第三就是第三节，在第五节，他马上说呢：“凡不重生的人，不从圣灵生的人，就不能够进神的国。”
So, in chapter 5 again, he said, "Whoever was not born again in spirit cannot enter the kingdom of God."
所以大家看到了，这里耶稣讲到。神的国和新生命有关系。
So God, here Jesus talks about the kingdom of God has something to do with this new life.
这个神的国和圣灵有关系。
So this kingdom of God has something to do with the Holy Spirit.
在第十八章，耶稣跟尼哥底不跟这个比拉多的底下私下谈话。
So in the private conversation when Jesus had with Pilate,
他说什么呢？说比拉多说你是犹太人的王吗？
Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of Jews?"
耶稣说是。
Jesus said, "Yes."
但是他说我的国不属于这个世界。
But he said that Jesus said that my kingdom is not of this world.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这个国度不是属世的。
So this kingdom is not a secular world, a kingdom.
不是关于这个世界的军事、经济。或者是一些政治政党党派。
So it is not about the economy or the political affiliation or military might of this world.
而是什么呢？而是超越这一些的。
But it go beyond that.
耶稣说：“我的国不属于这个世界。”
My world is not of this. My kingdom is not of this world.
那圣经怎么说？你把列国赐你为基业呢？
So why does the Bible here said that God has given him the possession of to the end of the earth?
我刚才已经引过了，马太说：“你们要去万国，使人做我的门徒。”
So I just quoted earlier that Jesus told them to go to the all nations to make disciples of all nations.
所以你看到在那里的万国是这样解释的，是使人来归向他。
So the all nation there is talking about for to have people come to him.
所以什么叫把地级赐你为田产？
So what does that mean to given the Jesus the possession to the end of this earth?
耶稣说：“你们要去传福音，为我做见证，直到地极。”
So because here it says that you need to evangelize the whole world to the end of this earth.
这里我们可以清清楚楚的看见。
So here we can clearly see this.
福音就是上帝的统治。
So gospel is the ruling, is the ruling of reigns of God.
福音的广传。就是上帝的国的拓展。
The spreading of the gospel is the expansion of kingdom of God.
跟教会跟你教会有多少财产毫无关系。
It has nothing to do with how much possessions or wealth of this a church has.
跟一个基督徒是否身体健康毫无关系。
Has nothing to do with someone's health in the church.
其实连提摩太、保罗自己身上都是有病的。
Even Paul and Timothy, they all have illness with them.
那我们要看到呢，在更进一步的看到保罗的论述。
In addition, we need to see how Paul elaborate on this.
在以弗所的第一章里面。
So in the first chapter of Ephesians, chapter 1,
保罗讲到上帝拣选教会。
It talks about how God has chosen the church.
上帝要使这个教会来彰显基督的荣耀。
God wants the church to become the glory of God.
超过一切执政掌权的。
Exceeding all the powers of this earth.
那么我们注意到到底怎么样来体现出来。
So we need to see how this is come about.
对，保罗在这里解释了基督的财这个基督的产业到底是什么。
So Paul here explained what is the wealth of Christ.
保罗说我们在他里面也成了基业。
So Paul here said that we become the possessions or inheritance of him.
什么是上帝所赐给基督的基业？
So what is inheritance given by God to Christ?
就是教会。
That is the church.
就是基督徒。
That is Christians.
那我们现在要就要我们再要看。
So again, we need to look at this.
那是什么意思？耶稣要用铁杖打破他们。
So what does it mean that God, the Christ will break them?
要像
up with the iron rod.
要像窑匠的瓦器一样把它们摔碎。
Or dash them to pieces, like potteries.
我们注意，犹太人不接受耶稣为弥赛亚，就是耶稣没有做这些事情。
The reason that Jesus was not acknowledged by many Jews is exactly because he didn't do this.
耶稣不够强大，不够富有。
Because Jesus was not rich and powerful as they expected.
太过于软弱贫穷。
They were, because Jesus is too weak and too poor.
甚至死在十字架上面。
And worse, he died on the cross.
他怎么能够像铁杖打破他们？
How can he break them up, break them off with the iron rod?
但是在保罗在给我们一个很好的解释。
But Paul has given us a very good explanation.
他说是什么？是要攻破那些坚固的营垒。
He said he is to taken those strongholds.
然后夺回人心来归顺基督。
So he can take the hearts back to the Christ.
这里基督对这基督征服的故事。
So the story about the victory of Christ.
意思是指人心被基督征服。
It's about our heart was conquered by Christ.
意思就是在基督的救恩面前。
That is before his salvation.
你的心被融化。
Your hearts were melted.
这通常呢，这种情况都不是用武力来解决的。
And that is usually cannot be achieved with power.
正是透过爱。透过上帝的忍耐和温柔，让我们的心都什么都化了。
But through the love and kindness or gentleness of God,
我们通常来表达自己的感受说，我的心都要碎了，那是什么时候？
So when we say our heart was completely broken, when do we say that?
通常是你很受感动的时候。
That is when you are fully touched.
这正是上帝救恩的。救恩的方法。
That is the way God save us.
上帝的圣灵在你的心里面做工。
The Holy Spirit of God is moving in your heart.
让你没有办法抗拒。
So that you cannot resist.
你好像说我的心都快要碎了，我只好怎么相信这位主，耶稣是我的主。
So you said my heart is completely broken and I have to believe in this Christ, our Lord.
基督的征服就是透过圣灵的工作。
So the conquering of Christ is through the work of Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说被圣灵感动，你就口里，你就会承认耶稣是你的主。
So Paul said when you are touched by the Holy Spirit, your mouth will proclaim he is your Lord.
不是一种啊，不是一种军事的。
It is not a military way of conquering.
不是用一种成功的东西啊，来征服人。
Not to entice you with a worldly success.
啊，今天很多啊，很多教会这个传福音啊，都有这样的问题。
So many churches today, when they evangelize people, have the same problem.
总要找一个很出名的。那这样的来什么来希望能够来说服大家。
Has to find someone who is famous in order to convince people.
那所以我猜假如有一天啊比尔盖茨成为基督徒他可能已经没有时间做生意了为什么要到处去做见证。
I'm guessing if Bill Gates one day become a Christian, he will probably were too busy because he has to go around the world to share his testimony.
我就是很纳闷，难道有钱人做的见证就比较值钱吗？
I was just curious, is the wealthy people, their testimony is worth more?
所以我们知道在很多所谓福音派的教会，其实他们有这种啊，对成功的崇拜的倾向是很浓的。
So even among the evangelical church, they have this worship toward the success for people.
我有一些很有名的朋友。
So I have some famous friends.
那不是因为他们有名，所以我才做他们的朋友。
I'm not their friends because they are famous.
可开个玩笑，是因为他们跟我做朋友，所以他们才有名。
Just to kid around, they are famous because they are my friend.
所以我们知道我也会请很有名的人啊来讲道，或者来做一些别的事工。
It is true that I have invited famous people to participate in the ministry.
但我请他绝对不是因为他的名气。
But I invite someone certainly is not because of their fame.
所以我们不需要用这些东西来使人相信。
We don't need to convince people with such things.
因为信不信主是圣灵的工作。
Because a belief or not is a work of Holy Spirit.
我今天感到越来的越厌恶。今天在大陆很多人专门找企业家去大企业家找那些什么中小企业家来传福音。
So I have kind of tired of in mainland China that they like to use the successful big business Christians to evangelize the smaller business people.
其实如果从每一个人福音使命来讲是不分身份的，富翁也好，穷人也好，大家都去传福音，自己传到什么人，接触到什么人信主，那都没有关系。
Actually, it doesn't really matter because we all are given the task or responsibility to share the gospel, whatever your roles or status or whoever you can reach out to.
但是精心策划就有问题。
But once this become a plan, a strategy, that become an issue.
所以耶稣对世界的征服。
So the conquering of Christ to the world.
不是看起来是一种吸引人的方式。
It's not a way easily entice the world.
而是透过圣灵对人心的工作。
But the work of Holy Spirit among people's in people's hearts.
所以保罗讲到说是人心被夺回来归顺基督。
So Paul is saying that it is the hearts of people were taken back by Christ.
我要告诉你另外一个吃官司的华人教会最大的牧师叫康熙。
So I have to tell you another big church that is being sued. It's one the biggest church. The pastor's name is Kang Xi.
Mr. Kang. 他通常英文叫人家称他 Mr. Kang.
The people usually call him Mr. Kang.
所以不是 Pastor Kang， 都喜欢叫 Mr. Kang。
People like to call him Mr. Kang instead of Pastor Kang.
然后呢，他的太太是很有名的一个歌星。
And his wife is a very famous singer.
他在新加坡那么一个很小的地方，但是他的教会有接近25,000人。
In a very small place like Singapore, his church has 25,000 people.
最近也在上法庭。
And he's in the lawsuit nowadays.
也是因为这个钱财的问题。
Also related to misappropriating funds.
我们不知道最后法庭怎么判。
We don't know what's the outcome of this lawsuit.
他把教会的钱拿去给他的太太去发展那个音乐的事业。
So he used the church fund to support his wife's a music career.
然后呢说呢这是福音工作。
And used gospel ministry.
你知道那个是很灰的很灰的东西。
And that is a very great area.
周杰伦信主了对不对
周杰伦 become a Christian.
Yeah.
杰伦周杰伦
他已经受洗了对
啊。J. Zhou.
J. Zhou, 应该是吧
J. Zhou.
Yeah,
huh? J. Zhou.
Sorry, 台湾不是
J. Zhou became a Christian.
然后呢他要开一个演唱会。
So he is going to start to have a concert.
我们教会出20万给他。
So the church will give him $200,000.
然后呢是为什么这是福音工作。
Because this is evangelism.
然后他要出一张唱片。
So he is about to publish a record.
教会说我们给你10万。
So the church said, let me give you $100,000.
奉献给你做这张唱片。
Offering to, so that you can publish this record.
然后他呢后来呢他的在音乐上他很成功了。
So he became very famous in the music.
到底福音怎么样没人知道。
But how does it relate to gospel? Nobody really knows.
而且呢最关键的是那假是先生支持太太先生是主任牧师然后拿钱支持他的太太。
But most important thing is that pastor is a senior pastor who used the church money to support his wife.
所以他的这个教会都是年轻人没有的中年人都没有不要说老年人。
This is a very young church, it's no middle-aged people older in the church.
他说的也是有道理的因为他投资他太太是福音工作后来他们教会来的都是那些 fans。
It is true that a lot of young people who are fans of his wife, they all come to the church.
我要说的是什么
What I'm trying to
say is this. 这些人来到教会他们真正在心里称耶稣为主吗
Are these people come to church and proclaim the Lord, Jesus is their Lord?
什么是信主
What is believing in Christ?
信主是心里面被圣灵感动
Believing in Lord is that your heart is moved by the Holy Spirit.
那个刚硬的心都被粉碎。
The stone heart become softened.
或者是 breaking into pieces.
Breaking that your heart was broken into pieces.
那么这样呢，使得你真正承认耶稣是你生命的主。
And then you can.Proclaim that the Lord is your Lord of your life.
所以这是真正基督的掌权。
That is the rule of the Christ.
这是真正基督的国度。
That is the true kingdom of God.
所以路德反对基督教、反对天主教里面有一条很重要的一个立场。
So one of the proclamation given by Martin Luther against the Catholic Church back then.
他说。天主教所追求的是一种荣耀的神学，是一种体面的神学。
So he said, what the theology the Catholics is looking after is the searching is to search for the glory.
但他说圣经里面的却是受苦的、十字架的那种卑微的这样的神学。
But in
他用的是卑贱的神学。
He said, the theology given by the Bible is a Bible of suffering, the theology of suffering,
是十字架的,
and a theology of the cross,
是卑贱的,
a theology of humility.
所以保罗说，我们像什么？我们是被人看为万物中的渣子，就像垃圾一样。
So Paul said we are looked down in this world as rubbish of this world.
而不是跟我们今天呢所崇尚的刚好是相反的。
And which is just the opposite of what we are being promoted today.
所以呢，那一些所谓强调基督掌权荣耀的人
，So for those people who promote the that God or Christ is ruling over the world，
追求属世体面的人。
Who are searching for the glory of this world?
是他恰恰违反了福音的真意。
Who is the looking for the opposite of what gospel is promised?
但是这段经文他要指向一个更远的。
But this Bible verses is pointing to something further down the road.
是基督再来的时候是一种荣耀的。
That is to say that when Jesus comes again, it will be glory.
所以基督再来的时候，他是一种审判。
So when he comes again, he will come with judgment.
所以基督在上帝的国度在历史里面的发展。
So his the development of God's ruling in this world
是圣灵降临啊，作为一个重要的开始。
So it starts out with the Holy Spirit coming to this world
是人心来归向基督。
So the hearts of people turn to God, turn to Him.
而等到基督再次从天降临的时候
，So when Jesus comes again,
那是对世界的审判。
It will He will render the judgment.
那是基督要得到最终的荣耀。
And he will be getting the final glory.
那要体现在形式上和在心灵上的完全的一种统治。
He will be complete the rules in people's hearts and mind.
那所以我们在这一段的经文里面，我们要花比较多的时间来思考。
So in this passage, we need to spend more time to think about.
就是基督，上帝已经立他的儿子为主，为基督了。
That is, God has decreed that His Son is being installed to be the king.
这个世界包括地极都已经赐给他的儿子。
Including the end of this earth has been given to Him.
那么对于我们今天而言
，So for us today,
我们怎么样来认识和在和自己进入到上帝的国里面。
How can we know and enter the kingdom of God?
所以我们需要了解。
So we need to know.
第一就是真正的福音就是宣告耶稣基督为主为王。
So the true gospel is to proclaim that Christ is Lord and King.
不是给你什么好处。
Not that you can receive goodies.
不是，我讲的这个好处的意思是指你在今生的这些所谓的好处。
The goodies I'm talking about is the things that you are the good things that you will be getting on this in the world today.
而是指基督是作为主作为王。
But that the Christ will be the King and the Lord.
所以任何人都应该相信和顺服他。
So all of us needs to believe and be obedient to Him.
第二，我们要知道基督作为主和王的意思。是，他是在人的心中。
Secondly, the kingship of this Christ is to be the king of our heart.
而是指着圣灵在我们心灵里面的工作。
And it's talking about the work of Holy Spirit in our heart.
我们要相信任何再刚硬的心都是没有办法和基督对抗的。
We need to believe that how hard a person's heart might be, it cannot resist God's grace.
所以有人说上帝的爱，十字架的爱是无坚不摧的。
So they, so some people said the love of cross is not resistible.
如果你不这样相信，你就没有办法去宣告福音。
If you don't believe this, there's no gospel for you to proclaim.
如果你不这样相信，我们就没有勇气去面对这个世界。
If you don't believe this, you will have no courage to face the world.
所以保罗说，把那个人心里面最刚硬的，他都可以把它击碎。
So Paul said, gospel can break all the hardest hearts.
这是圣灵的大能。
That is the work of Holy Spirit.
不是你的设计。
It is not by your design.
不是你的口才。
It is not by your eloquent speech.
不是你的知识。
It is not by your knowledge.
我跟很多人辩论。
I debating many people.
但我从来没有认为能够说服人和能够辩论能够叫人相信。
But have never for a second to believe that. I believe that I can convince people through debating.
那为什么还要辩论呢？
But then why do you still go on debating?
因为圣经叫我们要为真理辩论，就仅此而已。
Simply because the Bible tells us to debate for the sake of the truth.
那同时你要注意到。
But you have to realize this.
圣灵能够使用一切的方法，任何方法让人相信。
Holy Spirit can win people's heart back through all kinds of means.
其中包括和人辩论，
including debating with people.
所以你只管啊。大胆有信心的把上帝的福音啊宣告出来。
So you have to have great faith and courage, proclaiming the truth of God.
不需要太在乎啊，太在乎这个的对方的反应。
And you don't need to worry too much about the reaction of the people.
啊，保罗就是个典型的例子。
Paul is a typical example.
这种最反对基督教的人，往往信主是最快，甚至最有戏剧性的。
The ones who disagree with Christians most probably become the fast believer, a quicker converter of the gospel.
每一个信主的人，
any believer,
都是一个他内心被主征服的故事。
They have the story of being conquered by the Lord.
但是这段经文也提醒我们，耶稣基督他要再来。
This passage also reminds us that he will be coming again.
那是我们要知道的，就是要去等候。
So we need to know how that we need to be waiting.
所以在下面一段经文里面，他告诉我们，我们要干嘛呢？我们要害怕，要感到害怕。
So it talks about the next passage talk about you need to be fearful.
因为上帝的救恩是有时间的。
Because the salvation of God has a time limit.
在今天上帝开放给我们的这个时间里面，你需要去抓住这个救恩的机会。
So in the window of opportunities, you need to seize this opportunity.
所以只有相信他的人才能够真正的得福。
So only the one who believes in him will be blessed.
那因为时间关系呢，我就想就先到此为止。
Because of time constraint, I will just stop here.
让我们知道基督国度的来临。
So that we know the arrival of kingdom of God
已经而且已经来临
is already here
但还没有完全的实现
but it's yet to complete
在这个过程里面 so, 圣灵来打破我们的打破我们心中的刚硬
during this process may Holy Spirit to soften our heart
基督徒就是上帝的产业
and we areChristians are his possession.
这是上帝所看为宝贵的。
That is precious in the eyes of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们能够在你的话语面前感到战惊。
So we can be fearful before your words.
我们看到这个世界在很多不同的国家，包括在美国，有很多人疯狂的去追求这种属世的荣耀。
We see that in this world, Christians are around the world.Are searching for the secular glory.
是希望能够以今生的成功来吸引人来相信。
And they're hoping to attract people through the secular success.
希望能够用各种各样的技巧能够征服人心。
They hope to conquer people with all kinds of worldly skill.
主，让我们能够看到在这么多堕落的故事里面能够得到警醒。
May we be alerted by all the fallen stories.
让我们来重新来认识你的荣耀。
So that we can know the glory of you again.
你的荣耀就是透过十字架展现出来。
Which is shown through the cross.
你的荣耀恰恰是在人看为羞辱的地方展现出来。
It is the glory.It revealed itself through the despise of the world.
你的智慧以人看来是愚拙的方式表达出来。
So your wisdom has revealed itself through the things seen by the world as foolish.
你的大能正是透过软弱的方式表达出来。
And your might strength revealed itself through the weak people.
让我们来专心的来信靠。
So let's trust you completely.
仰赖圣灵的能力。
Relying on the power or strength of Holy Spirit.
勇敢地去宣告你的福音。
Proclaim the gospel courageously.
我们知道这就是你的掌管。
And we know this is the reins of you in our heart.
这就是你的国度。
And that is your kingdom.
这就是你的产业。
And that is your inheritance.
主，你自己帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们能够来跟随你。
So we can follow you.
让我们能够能够来从恐惧战惊又欢乐的心在你的面前。
So we can be fearful yet joyful before you.
持定那永生之道。
Holding on to that eternal truth.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.